America, and welcome to the locker room that is the Ohio Brett Show for God and country in sports. Because what are they trying to take out of sports? God and country. And every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm so thankful for the Ohio Brett Show on Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And we're so proud of Brighteon Radio and Brighteon Espanol. But buckle up, folks. You know the rules here on the Ohio Brett Show. I've asked you to get your ankles taped. You've got your pads on. We're going to set our helmets down, and we're bringing some just absolute stud, all-star Americans coming into the locker room to share truth. First up, wow, you're going to love Jake and Sabrina Warner. And then Steve Slepcevic and Ohio State Buckeye legend, number 38, Vaughn Broadnax. We'll be right back after the commercial break.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
With Flyover Conservatives. You can find us at flyoverconservatives.com or at the App Store.
Download it for free. You know, we have a saying that people were sitting waiting for Donald Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And the real answer is 80 million of us doing one thing each day to save our own country. And somebody who's doing that is Brighteon.tv. And they're doing it by bringing together some of the best talent, some of the best people, and telling you truth every single day. We're so thankful for them.
Mike Adams here with an...
Hello, fellow patriots. We are David and Stacey White with Flyover Conservatives. You can find us at flyoverconservatives.com or at the App Store.
Download it for free. You know, we have a saying that people were sitting waiting for Donald Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And the real answer is 80 million of us doing one thing each day to save our own country. And somebody who's doing that is Brighteon.tv. And they're doing it by bringing together some of the best talent, some of the best people, and telling you truth every single day. We're so thankful.
Welcome back to the Ohio Brett Show for God and Country and Sports. And I'm so excited to open up the locker room today. Thank you all for following me all across America. Whether you're a Toledo Rocket fan or an Ohio State Buckeye fan, Miami Hurricanes, Notre Dame, even that team up north with the ugly looking helmets out of Ann Arbor. We welcome everybody to the locker room. Many of you know that Brett Bowl from Dublin, Ohio, nicknamed Ohio Brett, was sent out to all 50 states in 12 months. And we recently completed that journey. And God gave me the game plan for my life. Encourage the team, recruit for the team, and get funds out for the team. And the team that I represent is the body of Christ. A lot of you with a sports background, you can appreciate that. So here in the locker room, we bring everybody together. Blacks and whites and Native Indians and Hispanics and Asians. That's what the team in America is made up of. And I got some news to share. You know, in the locker room, we share uncensored truth because I believe we've all been lied to. If you were on the team and you grew up All you ever watched with your family was CNN, and you voted Democrat, you have been lied to. And guys like me who grew up in families that all we had was Fox on and we voted Republican, we've been lied to as well. So I'm burning all the bridges behind me. There are no boats behind me because they're burning. I'm simply going to be obedient to God's call on my life and share truth with the team at the local level. We're not worshiping sports figures. We're not worshiping politicians. We sure as heck ain't worshiping weasel hireling pastors. And only a few remnant good ones out there anyway. But we are going to love our neighbor and love our teammates. And yes, you know I'm a Toledo Rocket fan, but I'm also an Ohio State Buckeye fan. So let's get the tone right and let's play Hang On Sloopy. America, I had to give you a taste of that, America, because it's in my blood. Having my father, who worked at Ohio State for so many years after the Air Force, and it's in our blood. And we are so excited that sports can play a role in our lives. We learn, once you get a little wisdom, that we don't worship sports, but it is okay to appreciate sports. And the Ohio State Buckeyes got a big one at noon in Columbus against this team out of Ann Arbor, that team up north. And here in the locker room, I'm blessed to interview some absolutely all-stars, some just true stud. And yes, you could be a woman and still be a stud. It's a labor of love, but the most precious women all-stars and men all-stars. And America, you know the rules on the locker room. We're in the locker room before we go out to practice. We have our ankles taped. Please put your helmets by your side and listen up, because I've got two of the greatest I'm about ready to introduce. They are making such a great difference in my home state of Ohio. Please welcome to the locker room, Jake and Sabrina Warner.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of this beautiful Thanksgiving holiday season and joining us here in the locker room on the Ohio Brett Show.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Brett. We really appreciate what you're doing.
Well, you know me, I'm just the guy that they call and I'll go stand up and I will cry out against the abominations in our midst. And for those of you who need to dust off your Bible tonight before you go to bed, go read Ezekiel 9. And if you let that marinate over you, you'll understand what happens to those who do not cry out against the abominations in our midst. And what I'd like to do here in the locker room, because we have fan bases from all over America, high school, college, and pros that gather for Uncensored Truth. So I'd love you, in the first segment here, let's go ahead and introduce yourselves, and we'll take it from there.
Sure. Go ahead.
Hey, we are Jake and Sabrina Warner. We are entrepreneurs from Central Ohio. We have businesses, and we're all in for truth and to try to make a difference for the future. We have become we just got elected to the Republican State Central Committee, which is like it's like the boardroom for the governing body that what governs the Ohio Republican Party. Mm-hmm. So that's something we've been elected to. We don't really want to be politicians. We see it as something we're doing because we don't have a choice to just wait on somebody else to handle it. We saw an issue and we've got involved and so that's what we do.
Yeah, one of the reasons we got involved is because during the lockdowns of 2020, our businesses were affected by it in our own community. And we have been in that community our whole life, and our community came against us, and it really opened up our eyes to what was really happening. And we said, this cannot happen. This is ridiculous what is going on. And so we stepped up, and it really started out just by using our voice just to say, guys, you got to take a deeper look at what's happening here. There's no reason for businesses to be shutting down. You know, there's no reason for the mayor and these public officials getting involved with your own business. You're supposed to be in business for yourself. And so we got involved and started speaking out. And that's really how we got involved politically. The position we're in is a volunteer position. I love for people to know that it's a volunteer position, because we have to start stepping into volunteer positions, paid positions, positions that don't seem like you're doing anything or really getting any type of reward for it. Something that you're really passionate about, you have to get involved. So we got involved, and it's a mess. But yeah, we are moving the ball down the field, is what Jake likes to say. I'm a little bit more of a pessimistic, I guess, sometimes, where I'm like, what are we doing? And he's like, this is a marathon, Sabrina, not a sprint. And I'm like, okay. So that's a little bit about us. We have five children. We homeschool. We've homeschooled for a long time. So what happened in 2020 is not homeschooling. So if there's any mamas out there or dads who are watching that would really like to homeschool, but 2020 gave you a sour taste, I just want you to know that was not homeschooling. And it really is important for you to protect your children. And if you need to get them out of the school system, you can homeschool. And we have businesses, and we're just, you know, we live on a farm. So we just really want to encourage people today to get involved, whatever we need to do to encourage people to do that in your own community. Because this is not about one person, you know, being in control or taking over. This is about you getting involved in your own community and finding out what's going on in your local sheriff's office, police stations, what's happening with your mayor, what's happening locally, what's going on locally that you need to take a look at and start calling out so that the truth can be shown on what's happening in the dark right now.
Well, that's what I was so excited when I heard about you. Ohio Brett's been blessed to have lots of great coaches, and I'm so thankful for those coaches that take the time to make me run extra sprints, call me to action. And we heard about knuckleheads, and Coach Dave Dobenmeyer introduced me to Liberty Mel, and Liberty Mel joined Ohio Brett for a little honking wave out in beautiful Granville, Ohio, east of Columbus. And we thought it was a good idea to take some American flags, appeal to heaven flags, I stand for Team Jesus flags. And it's amazing when you stand on a street corner in Granville, how they'll drive by and let you know that you're number one with their middle finger.
Yeah, they're supposed to be a welcoming town, which is extremely interesting, because they are not a welcoming town, and they're still not. I mean, it really, what is happening in Granville, I think, is happening all over the place. But it's so actually sad to me, because there are so many people that are hurting and so much death that is coming out of what they're doing right now. Death of businesses, death of students. Yes. I mean, there's a lot of death and a lot of evil that is happening, because there's so much strife around. There's so much control, and people that are in these positions think that they can just control you. And that's not how life is supposed to be.
Right.
So yeah, 100%. I'm sure you got a lot of number ones.
Well, we did, and it felt great, because I do. I worship him. I worship the number one guy, right? But it wasn't the number one. It was that middle finger. And yet, we were so excited, because we did what we did for a couple hours on a cold day, and then we had the most wonderful fellowship and meal at Knuckleheads. And Sabrina, it was an honor for me to meet you that day. I don't think I've met Jake yet, but I know this, that you are rallying, and at the local level, we need true leaders worth following that set the example, that pave the way. That I love that Psalm 23. Most people know that the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. A lot of people don't know, skipping to the end in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That means we need trailblazers like Jake and Sabrina that go out and do the hard work, so goodness and mercy can follow the leaders. That's the way I see it. And then, yes, as business leaders and a homeschool family and work in the farm, you felt the need to get involved in politics. Let's go ahead and run the short video.
I'm Jake Warner, and I just wanted to announce that I am going to be running along with Sabrina for State Central Committee for District 31.
I want my family to be able to be raised in a country that is free and out from underneath these lazy, ugly, bossy people. And I hope that you do too.
We are the majority of people are pro-life, conservative Christian values, where there's no question. We've had enough with the good old boy party and people canceling people because they don't line up. Sabrina and I have a plan, and we're gonna take back the Republican Party for conservative values.
This cancel culture, it's so divisive, and it's really going to destroy America.
We feel like we don't have a choice.
We really don't even have time.
To get involved, because if we don't, these guys are literally gonna destroy everything that we love about this country.
We've had to fight for our restaurant. It's nothing new. We've had to fight for our farm. For generations, it seems.
You know, some people think that their voice is not big enough, but it only really takes one raindrop to cause that ripple effect. And in our small town, we stood up and said, use your voice.
We have to stand up, and it's not about us. It's not about us getting elected or being a politician. It's about inspiring other citizens to get involved in their communities.
We have to do something. And so, yeah, they made it political. We're making it political, and we're ready to continue to fight for America. Going to cancel us. We're not going anywhere. We're here to stay.
Yeah. This is our town.
That's right. This is our town.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's awesome. And that is your town. And you're having the courage to step out. And we have an open microphone here in the locker room. We gather fan bases all over, center left and center right. I believe it's a spiritual battle, not just a political fight. And I want to encourage everybody, as I said in the opener, God's game plan on my life when I went to all 50 states in 12 months. And we're going back out again, we just announced, because we have to go water those seeds that we planted for Christ. So buckle up, America, we're coming back. But the three-part game plan is encourage the team. There's already people on the team, the body of Christ. Then there's a lot of people who aren't on the team. They've never heard of Jesus, or they're openly on Team Lucifer. And we're okay with that transfer portal. We'll recruit them and then get funds out. That's the mission on my life. But here in the locker room, you have an open microphone right now. What is your message for America?
Well, I think, we are using every resource we have. We're using our business platform, our personal contacts, our addresses, every business we own, every social media we use. That we have, we use to try to get our message across that, you know, to not give up, not to quit. You know, we only lose if we quit, right? So when persecution comes, you just keep moving forward. And that's what we did. And I just would like to see more people using their resources. Like we use every resource. We don't let's be politically correct in this business. We're the same on our personal page as our business pages. And I would like to see more businesses do that. And I think a lot of this stuff, the middle of the road politicians would start to listen more if more entrepreneurs would use their resources like we have. And we're just a small business in Central Ohio. There's people that have resources well beyond what we have. And I think it should be. You know, people should do that. I mean, when you look at the founding fathers, the people that saved America, these were millionaires that went and sank their boats out in the ocean to prevent, you know, the enemy from gaining ground. People need to use, you know, their resources and stop saying, well, if the world falls apart, at least I've got this piece. It's time to stand up and use your resources to protect not only your place, but America in general, I think.
Yeah.
Sabrina, what are your thoughts?
So I would say, just coming from a standpoint of, you know, being next to Jake, I'm really glad that Jake is with me. He wasn't originally going to run for the position that he ran for. If you don't know much about State state central committee, there is a female and a male position. And then you have a couple counties that you're overseeing, basically. And so I am glad to have him next to me because I think it's important to have a power partner with you when you're going through this. And not just a power partner, but a prayer partner. My mom is a prayer partner for us. So my encouragement is to really the women right now is number one, you need to make sure your household is in order. You know, if you are having marriage problems right now, you got to get that in order and under check quickly. If you're having financial issues, you got to get that under check. And that all by that comes from what you just encouraged us to do at the beginning of this, Brett, is to get your Bible out. The Bible, the Word of God, has the answer for everything that you need right now. It's not in a pastor anymore. It's not in your politicians anymore. It's not in your job. It is literally in the Word of God. So that's important. That's first and foremost. And that can be quickly. That can be real quick because God is a God who wants to make sure that we are protected and taken care of immediately. He says that He takes care of all of our needs. And so we need to get that under control. Next, wherever your passion is, some people are really passionate about school board right now. I'm not necessarily passionate about school board. I'm passionate about children. That is where my passion is. But if you are passionate about school board, then you need to be going to every single school board meeting. Make sure you know what's happening inside the school. Make sure you're going to the libraries. Make sure you're pulling out these books and make sure you're using your voice to say, why is this garbage on the bookshelves right now? And making sure that if they're going to have garbage on the bookshelves that is such satanic, demonic stuff, that we have biblical stuff on there, because they're playing this game where they say you can't bring in God in the Bible, but yet they're blatantly bringing in satanic rituals. They're blatantly bringing in pornography. They're blatantly bringing in this disgusting, demonic stuff. So we've got to find people that want to step up and want to come in and say, hey, you're going to put this in here. You need to put this in here, or pull it. They just need to simply pull it. Make sure you're at the school board. If you're passionate about law and order right now, which Jake and I are very passionate about law and order because of something personally that we're going through, call out your sheriff. Don't be afraid to call out your sheriff. If you have a town that is filled with drugs, filled with homosexuality, filled with prostitution, filled with homelessness, that falls on the police force. That falls on your community. That falls on your politicians that you've been voting in for how long? And they just want, and your judges and your attorneys, and they just want to pretend that it doesn't fall on them. It does fall on them. And we need people to stand up and start calling these people out, because these are the people that are keeping our family in bondage. And our family is the treasure of God is His people. And these people are in bondage because of the authorities that are in place right now. And the people that are in place right now make drugs legal, make prostitution legal, make trafficking legal when they're supposed to be protecting us. So, you know, get on your county website and find out who's being arrested and why. I guarantee you it's drug related. I guarantee you it's people that are harming children. I mean, I have been doing so much research right now just in our local community, and what is happening to our children is literally ungodly. It's not just happening in Hollywood. It's just not happening in, you know, a country far away from here. It's happening in your back door, or I mean in your backyard. It's happening because your neighbors are disgusting people, and we need to be told about this. And it's not that we're judging people. We're literally saying you need to clean it up or move on down the road, because we're not having this in our community anymore. We're not, you know, fire departments are another thing that are corrupt. People think that fire departments aren't corrupt. They are. They write up things that should be written up as a meth lab, and they write it up as like a little kerosene fight when meth labs burn down. You're serious. What's happening in your community, you've got to be on top of. And if you need help with that, we can help you with how to find the resources, but you have to be the voice in your community.
Yes. Well, thank you, Sabrina, for sharing that. And here in the locker room, we have fan bases in all 50 states. And where can America find you?
Okay, so we are on social media platform. So Jake and Sabrina Warner, if you just type that in any platform, YouTube, Twitter, social, all of the social media handles. If you type in Jake Warner, Sabrina Warner, our businesses, Knuckleheads, Johnstown Family Restaurant, Jake's Property Services, you'll be able to find us somewhere. And you can send us a message, email us. You can get on our website and email us. It's votewarner.life.
Votewarner.life.
Yeah. They can email us.
Thank you for all you do in locker room. You know, I issue a challenge. I give encouragement, but I issue a challenge. We aren't meeting here every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time just to jack around in the locker room. We are here to encourage, share some truth, and issue the challenge. I issue the challenge to you, America, to follow them on social media, reach out to them, and pray over them first. This is a spiritual battle, not just a political fight. Pray over them first. And then, if you can, with the Warners, financially give a gift or go support knuckleheads. Buy food for your whole neighbors. Bring your families down. Fellowship there. It's some of the best food you'll ever have in a fun and loving and caring environment. Jake and Warner, I am so glad. The Warners, Jake and Sabrina, thanks for coming in the locker room today.
Thanks for having us, Brett. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and America. We're so thankful for our freedom here.
Well, thank you so much. We got some studs in Ohio, and Jake and Sabrina are two of them. We'll be right back after the break with another one, Steve Slepcevic.
Hello, fellow patriots. We are David and Stacey White with Flyover Conservatives. You can find us at flyoverconservatives.com or at the App Store.
Download it for free. You know, we have a saying that people were sitting waiting for Donald Trump to do 80 million things to save our country. And the real answer is 80 million of us doing one thing each day to save our own country. And somebody who's doing that is Brighteon.tv. And they're doing it by bringing together some of the best talent, some of the best people, and telling you truth every single day. We're so thankful for them.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with a Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Hello, I'm Francine Fosick with Upfront in the Prophetic. You can reach us at upfrontintheprophetic.com or Rumble in the Prophetic or Upfront in the Prophetic. Wow, are we having an awesome time? You can probably hear USA in the background. We're here at the Reawakening Tour. Just did an interview with Ohio Brett with Brighteon. I tell you what, if you are not a part of Brighteon TV, if you've never heard of it, now is the time. Connect because it is uncensored. And the news on there is phenomenal. Like I said, uncensored. Head on over to Brighteon.tv and let your world be blown.
Hello, America, and welcome back to the locker room with Ohio Brett. The Ohio Brett Show for God and country and sports. Every Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you can find us here. Thank you so much, fan bases all over America, for sharing with your friends. And I don't care if you're a Florida Gator or a Texas Longhorn or even a Missouri Tiger. You are all welcome here because in the locker room, we simply share truth that is being aggressively hidden from you. And over these last couple of years, with the chaos going on, with the experimental shots and the propaganda that you can't just get away from, so many of our family and friends who love their neighbor, they were just deceived. Many of us who study scripture know who the author of confusion is. And there's a lot of people that unfortunately fell to that trap of lies of the devil. And just this week, died suddenly. Stu Peters is a great stud. He has a show on Brighteon.tv. Thank you, Stu Peters, for courageously getting the Died Suddenly movie out there. I want to encourage all of you to go watch it. Ohio Brett did the other night. It's about an hour, and it's worth watching because there's nothing more important than sharing truth with your teammates. Let's take a look at the movie trailer.
Why? Why do we never believe them?
These people know. These people know.
Who knows?
The governments know. This has been well planned. This is Agenda 2030. This is the Great Reset.
Somebody mentioned to go onto Google and go into the news section and then type in died suddenly. And lo and behold, here's a whole listing of people, of articles, of people within that last week who died suddenly. Older people, but a lot of younger people throughout around the world.
And then you find out they were vaccinated. And so it's like, okay, so it's the vaccine might be causing this.
Most people don't want to know what's in the vaccines.
But yet when we open it almost 2 years into this, we find that it still says intentionally blank.
In fact, nobody wants to know what's in the vaccines because, look, if people understood what was in the vaccine, they'd go apeshit.
It's just there's something different about the blood. Something's causing this and something needs to be said. Somebody needs to look into it. I talked to other embalmers that have 30, 40, even 50 years of experience. Have you guys ever seen this stuff before? And the answer was always, I've never seen anything like it.
Why is Bill Gates involved in public health? And why does public health spend the first part telling you how the world is overpopulating?
And at first glance, this is a bit scary.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds.
That's a 12 sigma event, one in 800 years, 12 standard deviations above the mean.
No one's even calculated that. It's apocalyptic.
I thought he was protected with that Pfizer.
There's a huge part of me that feels a responsibility for everything that's happened. I'm so sorry.
The doctor, after a while, came out and said, your son's dead, you can go home now.
Who knows? Young people are dying, is this.
To Mr. Hirschman, this is different. This isn't normal, is it? And he said, absolutely not.
The dead can't speak for themselves, so therefore, I have to speak for them.
We're connecting dots here. You know, there's no way that type of obstruction would not cause stroke, heart failure.
My sister died. She was 58, and she died suddenly on Friday of a heart attack.
They will do with you what they feel like doing to you. It's the new bullet. It's the new missile. It's the new form of warfare.
I wanted people to understand that we're in a fifth generation warfare for the heart and the mind.
This is the greatest orchestrated die-off in the history of the world.
Locker room, I love you enough to simply share the truth and encourage you to watch Died Suddenly, Twitter, Rumble, Stu Peters, Died Suddenly. You got to watch it this Thanksgiving weekend. I know you're going to eat a lot. I know you're going to watch football, but don't make any excuses. You can find time to watch Died Suddenly. One of the gifts of going to all 50 states and being obedient to God's call on my life is I had a chance to meet some absolutely great Americans, true leaders worth following. When you see a man's man, it takes about 2.5 seconds to say, hey, holy cow, that dude is a stud. And I was blessed for Brighty on TV to be doing all the interviews with Dr. John Diamond in the green room, in the media room for the Clay Clark event in Pennsylvania. And I met one of those men. His beautiful wife has a great book and she was out there and she was speaking. And I met our next guest. Locker room, give a warm welcome to another stud American, Steve Slepcevic. Welcome to the Ohio Brett Show.
Brett, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you and your long, long line of running to the roar, running to the front lines. Here in the locker room, we like to go ahead and let you tell the story. Please introduce yourself to the locker room.
All right, my name is Steve Slepcevic. I've been in the disaster planning response business since 1989. So I just felt like God has led me in down this path. And with many things that I've come across in my life, has basically shaped me and molded me through these battles to be where I'm at today. So I'm just grateful to be in service when called.
Well, you are in service when called, and we're going to get into it a little bit here on this very short interview, but I love introducing some true stud leaders worth following to the locker room, coast to coast, border to border, because it's your example that sets the way for us to follow it. And I believe by faith, when trials happen, I can be one of your volunteers and one of your assistants, because I need to be coached up. I need to be exposed. And maybe I'm just the pack boy and you say, move that sandbag here and move that sandbag there. I have a coachable spirit. I know to be on time. I know to be 15 minutes early and be on time. But Steve, let's go ahead and pull up your website, SRP24.com, SRP24.com. And please share with America what you'll find there on your website.
Well, on the website, you're going to find a lot of interesting information as to what we do throughout the country and then also internationally as far as responding to some of the world's largest disasters. But one thing that you won't find on the website is the recently released Border Battles documentary that was put out by Turning Point USA, Cine 9 in collaboration with SRP and Covered 6. That takes you to the front lines. And like you shared earlier about this, you know, Died Suddenly, what an excellent documentary. You know, but in conjunction with that, and almost like a perfectly orchestrated event, is just what's happening at the southern border that people are not paying attention to. And this six-part docuseries that was just recently released, it goes into detail that shows there's a whole nother die-off. Like the DEA alone, this last year in 2021, not 2022 yet, 2021, seized over 15,000 pounds of fentanyl. That's enough fentanyl to kill every single American. Now, those numbers are, from what we're seeing already, are higher in 2022. So what are you killing them, twice, three times? And then in conjunction with what's going on in the whole medical tyranny, the whole medical world, that's just, it's just something that's completely gone upside down, you know? I mean, fentanyl alone is the leading cause of death between 18 and 49-year-olds right now, right?
We're under attack, Steve.
Yeah.
We are absolutely under attack, and there's only two teams. There's Team Jesus Christ, and there's Team Lucifer, and everybody else who's not on one of those teams is a potential recruit. So, yes, of course, those of us on the team, we want to share Jesus in all kinds of different ways, but we got to get to that truth. And the other side recruits as well, with deception and lies and women and money and drugs and One of the things I saw, Steve, going to all 50 states in 12 months is I saw the women everywhere. And I kept thinking, where the heck are the real men? And from time to time, I'd meet studs like yourself, Steve. But where are the real men? And what does a real man even look like today in America?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting on how they're pushing this new generation to be less manly, that the toxic masculinity is not right. When the true meaning of a man, the definition of gentleman, a true man, is there's no toxicity with it. He's the protector. He's the man that God put at the front of the household. It's a spiritual warfare that we're coming up against. And it's our job to protect the children and to protect the women. I mean, you have over 400,000 children go missing every year, right? So the numbers now are showing closer to 600,000. Where are the men? You're sitting back watching your Netflix, eating popcorn. You know what? Get in the garage, work out, get fit, get healthy. You know what I mean? Start paying attention to how you look, how you feel. Notice your kids are going to pay attention to how you lead as a mentor, as a leader. Where's your spiritual work? Are you praying before dinner at every restaurant, at every meal? Or are you steering away from that? Do you feel uncomfortable? You know, stand up, show up. Be the leader. Your kids don't hear what you say. They watch what you do. You know?
Steve, I love what you just said. They don't hear what you say. They watch what you do. That's Proverbs 22:6 stuff. Teach the kids the right things to do so when they get older, they'll know what the heck to do. That's not the King James Version. That's the Ohio Brett Version. Here in the locker room, all we're going to do is simply share truth with you. And with the border battle, that documentary, that 6-part, please share with the locker room how we can find that and go watch that.
Yeah, so you could find it on Salem Now. It's currently hosted on Salem Now. It's a 6-part docuseries. It's excellent. You'll see a ton of our footage in there from the drone ops of catching these guys at nighttime, disrupting the rape trees, catching child smugglers that are bringing children into the United States, the body cam footage, the footage in the helicopters, seizing everything from drugs, drug cartels, child sex traffickers, you name it. I mean, the thing about it is people always, you know, wonder what they can do, you know, in these type of scenarios. And I get that all the time. I'm like, you know what? Again, you can volunteer as a spot, as a scout along the border, working and supporting the border sheriffs, right? You can get involved in your local community, be a part of the CERT program, the Community Emergency Response Team, get trained up, prepare your house. Actually, that leads me to another thing that on my website, if you go to srp24.com and you go /prepare, I put on, you're not going to find it on the website unless you go to that link. A video with some resources on just how to prepare your home, both food, shelter, security, a lot of other things that you can put in place so that you are better prepared for what may be coming your way. So always say again, spiritually first, get your house right with God. Then look at the mechanics around your facilities as to how you can protect your family and care for your family before you actually go to a community, right? It starts in here.
Well, Steve, I can't appreciate you enough. Steve, we're going to have you back on again. I'll look forward to following your lead if I ever get a chance to go under your guidance out in the field. Steve, a true stud American, thanks for coming on the Ohio Brett Show.
Brett, thank you for having me, and thank you for being that voice in the darkness and the light in the darkness. Really, really appreciate everyone over there. Right.
All praise be to God. We shine the light on him, not us. Thanks, Steve. And here in the locker room, that's another example of just bringing in true leaders to the locker room. As we have our ankles taped, we're getting ready to go out to practice. I've asked you to put your helmets beside you. And folks, here in America, college football is very big. It's okay to be a fan of high school and college and pro sports. We don't have to worship the athletes or coaches or the owners or the athletic directors, but we can, as fan bases, rally together, all race, color, and creed. And yes, Ohio Brett is an Ohio State Buckeye fan. And we've got the game coming up this Saturday where the mighty Ohio State Buckeyes will take on that team from Ann Arbor with those funny-looking helmets, that team up north. We do have a stud number 38. When Vaughn is ready, we'll welcome him in. But before he gets here, let's go ahead and take a look at the video, and let's start at the 8-minute mark.
At the 8. Smith under a lot of pressure. It's tipped in the end zone and intercepted. Kelvin Bell on another tipped interception. They're thinking about this one as well. Frank makes the catch. First down, then they push a 39 to play. Fleister under pressure. Rolling and throwing off balance, complete to the 44-yard line to Spencer. A fake to Spencer. Sleester finding Williams, and he is bumped forward down to the 39-yard line. Another first down back spot with Broadnax. Sleester for Frank, who really gets popped at the 30-yard line. First down, Ohio State. Spencer with some room to the outside. Inside the 25, the 20. And dragged down at the 10-yard line by Brian Carpenter. Spencer right as they send Williams in motion. Off the fake, on a roll. Sleester trying to get a block. Keeping and into the corner of the end zone for the touchdown. What a play by Sleester, who goes into the wall. Of ice in the snowbank there, and Art Sleester waiting for the block, maneuvering, finding the corner of the end zone. Broadnax was the man out in front. Buckeyes have the lead.
Number 38 was the man out front, America. And when Vaughn's ready to come in, his video will work and he'll come right in. But Vaughn Broadnax from Xenia, Ohio, number 38, I have a feeling his statue's still in Xenia, because he was one of the greatest fullbacks in the Earl Bruce era at Ohio State. Over 1,000 yards rushing and 15 touchdowns for the mighty, mighty Buckeyes. And also, he had one of the toughest jobs because he had the block for stud tailbacks like Tim Spencer and that most amazing Keith Byers. And my family, we were blessed with Dr. Al Bull. After his time in the Air Force, he took advantage of going and getting his doctorate at The Ohio State University. And they put him to work in the athletic department as a fundraiser for the Buckeye Club. So when Vaughn was at Ohio State from 81, 82, 83, 84, his last 2 years, two of the most amazing bowl games with the Holiday Bowl and the Fiesta Bowl, I was thankful to be a little kid that got to go out to practice in the games and travel on the planes with the team at the bowl games when my dad and Vaughn were out there working for the Buckeyes. But Vaughn, if you're there, can you hear us?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you great, Vaughn. Your voice is so strong as always. Thanks for joining the show.
I apologize for my digital deficiencies. I'll just say that.
Hey, it's okay, because you know what? There it is. It's just like an audible. We've got your beautiful picture up right now, that stud from Xenia with the 38 jersey. We're going to hear your voice right now. Vaughn, here we are when everybody is rallying around sports, but there's so much chaos in America, and sometimes sports, it unites us all, blacks and whites, those who vote center left and center right. The team is uniting like never before. And after your playing days were over at college and in the pros, you have had such a great career professionally. And I know you're new to Nashville area. Nashville, buckle up. You are so blessed to have Vaughn Broadnax making a difference in your community now. But Vaughn, here in the Ohio Brett Show, we have an open locker room. I ask our fan bases all over America that before we go out to practice, Vaughn, they already have their ankles taped. They're sitting at their benches. They set their helmets by their side, and you have an open microphone. Vaughn, what is your message for America today?
Well, good afternoon, Brett. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I know with my job and my unpredictability, I know we've had several attempts to get on here together, but I appreciate you having me on today, especially during a week when we play that team up north, and hopefully we come out with a victory. But I just want to say, hey, appreciate the opportunity to come on your show, help you spread the word. Jesus is my savior, and I just want to make sure everybody knows that, because we're in a battle now. And I heard the previous guest talk about some of the challenges we have, and you know what it is to be a man. You know, I was blessed to have an opportunity to meet with a group of young men, old men, called Men of Valor. And those men are ex-offendees, I'll say, but they're doing good things, following Christ since their exit from prison, and just seeing what they're doing out in the community, how the community is helping them, and in turn, you know, changing souls. So I'm enjoying it down here in Nashville.
Well, Vaughn, what a great example, and thank you for having that just courage to be obedient to your call in your life. I was a walk-on defensive back. I was blessed to play for Nick Saban at the University of Toledo as a practice team player. I wasn't a superstar like you, but I loved helping the ones and twos get ready, the travel squads get ready. You were the superstar, and you not only scoring 15 touchdowns, but also having to do those ISO full speed collisions with those linebackers and paving the way for Tim Spencer and for Keith Byers and so many great Ohio State Buckeye players. Vaughn, what are some of your favorite memories for your time at Ohio State?
Well, you know, there's so many great memories, but I think about, of course, the games, but it's the memories outside the games, times when we were able to get together as not only teammates, but develop friendships. And those friendships are still together today. You know, being able to go out of town and run into old teammates, hang out, talk for hours, share some of the old memories, some of those memories we'd like to forget, but we have a good time. And, you know, also, you know, trying to help some of the teammates that may be in a period of despair, getting together and helping those guys out as well. So, you know, we've lost some over the years, but we continue to get together and enjoy each other's company.
Vaughn, what a great example. And anything that I can do to help you in the Nashville area, I've been blessed to go to all 50 states in 12 months, and we're going again to water those seeds planted for Christ. And I'll look forward to coming beside you if invited, and maybe hosting a Where Are the Real Men event in Nashville, where you and I can lead a tough conversation.
Well, if you want to come to Nashville, I'll do anything to help you out here, help get that word out, because, you know, where are the real men? Why are they not taking the forefront of where they need to be as leaders? You know, you don't have to be toxic. You don't have to be aggressive. If you walk with the Lord, you will shine, and people will follow the shine. So
that's it right there, Vaughn. Follow the shine. And we're up against our break. I'm going to have you back on again. Go Buckeyes. And Vaughn Broadnax, God bless you. Thanks for coming on the Ohio Brett Show. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.